Greetings, everyone.
我想我们先来读啊几节的圣经。
Let's now first read a few passages in the Bible.
在路加福音第九章。
That's the Gospel according to Luke chapter 9.
新约路加福音第九章。
The Gospel according to Luke in New Testament chapter 9.
我们来读第十节到第十七节。
We will read from verse 10 to 17.
使徒回来将所做的事告诉耶稣，耶稣就带他们暗暗地离开那里，往一座城去，那城名叫伯赛大。
Luke 9 verse 10 And the apostles, when they had returned, told him all that they had done. Then he took them and went aside privately into a deserted place belonging to the city called Bethsaida.
但众人知道了，就跟着他去。耶稣便接待他们，对他们讲论神国的道，医治那些需医的人。
But when the multitudes knew it, they followed him, and he received them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who had need of healing.
日头快要平息，十二个门徒来对他说：“请叫众人散开，他们好往四面乡村里去寄宿找吃的，因为我们这里是野地。”
When the day began to wear away, the 12 came and said to him, Send the multitude away that they may go into the surrounding towns and country and lodge and get provisions, for we are in a deserted place here.
耶稣说，你们给他们吃吧。门徒说，我们不过有五个饼，两条鱼，若不去为这许多的人买食物就不够。
But he said to them, You give them something to eat. And they said,We have no more than five loaves and two fish, unless we go and buy food for all these people.
那时人数约有五千，耶稣对门徒说，叫他们一排一排地坐下，每排大约五十个人。
For there were about 5,000 men, then he said to his disciples, make them sit down in groups of 50.
门徒就如此行，叫众人都坐下。
And they did so and made them all sit down.
耶稣拿着这五个饼两条鱼望着天祝福拨开递给门徒摆在众人面前。
Then he took the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke them and gave them to the disciples to set before the multitude.
他们就吃并且吃饱了把剩下的零碎收拾起来装满了十二篮子。
So they all ate and were filled, and 12 baskets of the leftover fragments were taken up by them.
当大家在我们在念这个故事的时候
，As we read about this story,
你们首先想到的是什么
？What's the first thought that you can think of?
五个饼，两条鱼。怎么可能喂饱五千人呢
？How could it be possible that to feed 5,000 people with five loaves of bread and two fish？
其实不是五千人，如果按照今天的计算的话，应该是上万人。
Actually, it's more than 5,000 people. According to today's calculation, it's actually over tens of thousands of people.
因为当时的话，按照圣经的习惯是不计算女人和孩子的。
Because according to the biblical counting, women and children are not included.
而往往在那种场合里边，妇女比男人还多。
But usually in that kind of situation, women and children are more than men.
所以怎么可能五个饼两条鱼可以喂饱上万的人呢
？How could it be possible that the tens of thousands of people could be fed with five loaves of bread and two fish？
我可以告诉大家，科学可以证明这是根本不可能的事。
Let me tell you this. Our science can prove that this is impossible.
我们公司是做我们原来的公司是做这个淀粉研究的。
My company is a company who does research in starch and flour.
是世界上最大的也是最厉害的在这方面。
It's the best and it's the greatest company in the world in this field.
大家知不知道一块饼的话就是一块淀粉而已。
Do you know that a bread is simply some flour made out of flour?
这淀粉呢它不像是活的种子它是已经死了的所以说它不可能再长大了。
The flour is not from living seed, but from dead seed, so that tells us that it cannot grow anymore.
在科学上唯一可以使淀粉当然鱼也是死的了唯一能够使淀粉长大的只有一个办法。
We know, according to science, there is only one way to make this flour grow.
就是发酵或者发酵。
That's through fermentation.
我是学化学的我真是忍不住想告诉大家一下这个发酵这个过程是怎么回事。
I'm a student of chemistry. I just cannot help to tell you how the whole process of fermentation goes.
这个淀粉哈都是由一个一个的那个糖你知道那个糖吃到嘴里是很甜的对不对有糖的分子很小一个一个的分子连接起来是很长很大的这叫淀粉。
You know, sugar is very sweet and the molecules inflour in starch have to be linked one by one
有那个糖的分子连在一起
through the molecules of sugar
所以发酵的过程就是把个淀粉一个个的用生物的方法把它打断了所以说你会发酵到发酵的淀粉的话容易发甜就是这个原因
so in
因为它变成糖了嘛慢慢就变成很像糖了
in the process of fermentation the whole chain is being broken up so you could taste thatthe sweetness because it has turned into sugar.
发酵过程有个非常重要的副产物。
And there is one very important byproduct of the whole process.
这是两个副产物了。
Actually two.
一个副产物就是因为它打断的过程那地方会产生醇乙醇就是酒。所以说有时候你会发酵到发酵过度的东西你会尝起来有酒味就是这个原因。那么酒就是靠这个东西做的。
In the process of breaking up, then you would taste wine.And this is how the whole fermented things are made.
然后呢，还有一个很重要的副产物，就是今天世界上炒的最厉害的东西，就是当这个打断的时候，它有时候有的分子就会掉下来，就产生二氧化碳。
In the process of breaking up the molecules and something carbon dioxide would appear.
Dioxide
would appear.
你知不知道最近世界上开一个很重要的会议叫哥本哈根吧是吧哥本哈根会议大家在吵什么低碳你要多排一点我要多排一点你少排一点吵的就是这个二氧化碳这个东西。
Now today in Copenhagen, you know there is a very important meeting on global warming and everybody is disputing about the emission of the extent of this carbon dioxide.
那么这个二氧化碳在发酵的过程中最大的作用就是它产生很多气体所以说你就发酵这个面就发起来了就显得很大其实不是真的大只是因为气泡吹起来了嘛。
And in the whole process of fermentation it produces much carbon dioxide so it makes the surface look bigger
所以你们以为吃的是发酵的多的面饼其实你们是吃了二氧化碳知道吧
So maybe you think oh you've eaten so much flourBut actually you fermented the food, but actually you have eaten much carbon dioxide.
因为大家可能都知道这个气泡发泡的东西都是骗人的对不对看起来多实际上不是真的就像经济泡沫也好金融泡沫一样。
You know, the bubbly things would make you think they are real, but they are fake, just like the bubbling economy, the economy bubbles,
其实我还想忍不住还想告诉大家一个你们每个人都受过骗的。
And one more thing, I have to tell you this. Every one of you probably has been deceived on this.
我们公司现在是做那个香波的。
My company is now making
shampoo.
Shampoo.
就是洗头发那个。
Shampoo.
无论是香波也好这个牙膏也好大家刷牙或者洗香波觉得那个泡越多是不是就觉得越干净越容易把头发洗干净对不对
whether you are shampooing or using your toothpaste and you feel there is much bubbling lathering coming out and you feel the product is good
你让我们公司知道这个秘诀的
and my company knows this secret
所以做香波的时候就专门要骗你们
So when they make shampoo, they are trying very hard to trick you on this.
我们加很多发泡剂进去，让你那个泡变得很多很稠，所以使你们感觉到好像这个能够洗干净头发。其实我们都知道那个东西根本不能接近头发的。
So in the process of making shampoo,
牙膏也是如此。
Or in toothpaste, we would add a bunch of ingredients into it. So you feel that a lot of foam coming out of it when you're lathering or using a toothpaste. But actually, none of those ingredients would help clean your teeth or your hair.
所以呢，其实我刚才讲这东西是因为我是学这方面的啊，那忍不住要告诉你们讲这个。
Because my expertise in this field, I just cannot help but tell you all this.
其实根本不用什么科学的知识，就是普通常识都知道，五个饼二个鱼，两条鱼怎么可能喂饱上万的人呢？
So you don't need any scientific knowledge. By common sense, you would know that how could it be possible to feed tens of thousands of people with five loaves of bread and two fish?
除非是神。
Unless.It's done by God.
除非是神迹，对不对？
Unless it is a miracle, isn't that right?
所以，如果今天我要在这儿跟大家证明这是一个神迹，是真的发生过，你会觉不觉得，那么我们中间在座的会信主呢？会信耶稣呢？
So today, if I want to prove to you that this is a miracle, it did happen, do you suppose any of the non-believers among us would believe?
好不好？我们就来看一看。这吃饼得饱的这上万人的情况。
Let's now consider the conditions of those tens of thousands of people who have been fed by this loaves and fish.
这个故事哈发生的时候有个背景的。
We know there is some background as this story unfolded.
这个时候耶稣在传道呢已经出来已经有相当一段时间了。
At this time, Jesus had been preaching quite a while.
而且呢你知道那个时候两千多年前就像我们所说比旧社会还要旧社会对不对
And you know that this happened 2,000 years ago, so this is some traditional, even more than traditional.、Society.
所以很多人生病也好看瞎眼也好那个时候知道有一个人在这个世上竟然可以帮别人免费的让瞎眼的看见瘸子的能够行走瘫痪的也可以起来
And in those days the people heard there is one such a person who is able to heal all the whether blind, lame or being paralyzed free of charge
所以大家可以想象如果你知道在今天不要说在那个时候呢那个时候因为医疗条件不好就是在今天如果有这么一个人在我们中间可以医治每个人的病你只要来我都可以给你治好
So picture that, and well, even though in those days medical coverage is really bad, but just think of if it happens today, somebody here is able to heal all your illness free of charge.
所以哈，当人们知道有这样一个人的时候，都会把自己的病人、自己的家属或者有这样的需要的人带到主耶稣的面前来。
So of course, when people heard of this, they would bring anybody in need, whether it be their relatives or friends.
当然耶稣把他们治好了也跟他们讲神国的福音
So Jesus healed them all and also talked to them about the gospel of the kingdom God
大家想想看这样的事情如果真的发生你想纽约有一个好像跟别人打那个 energy 的那个人知道来收钱的就这么多人都要去找他大家知不知道这样一个人在纽约有一个好像有如果你 energy 的话他跟你用针灸一下你这个肌肉就会变好这么多人都要去找他他的价钱是越涨越高的
Have you heard of this? There is some person in New York, if you try to have energy boost, and then, you know, you can just go to him. He would use the acupuncture to boost up your energy. Of course, everybody would go looking for him.
所以一传十，十传百，你可以想象的说，每次主耶稣不管是走到哪里，都有很多很多的人要跟着他。
So by the word of mouth, you know, the news spread to many and even more people. So wherever Jesus went, people just wanted to follow him.
那么我们这个故事就发生在当时有上万的人跟着耶稣到处走。
And this is when this story happened. In those days, tens of thousands of people were following Jesus.
那么耶稣在那就显了一件很大的事情，上万人同时经历。过去医治的话就是一个一个的单独的人。 对不对？现在一下上万的人同时有这样的经历。
Now at that moment, Jesus performed a miracle which was experienced by tens of thousands of people, as opposed to previous miracles experienced by only few, one by one.
这件事情是非常大的事情，因为在圣经里边哈，把这件事情记载了有四次之多。
This is a tremendous thing because in the Bible it's recorded four times.
所以大家啊。我不知道大家能不能想象这样一个情形哈。我有时候看到在电视上看到有那些就是今天的那个 fan 那个粉丝追随那些青春的偶像，你看到没有？简直狂热的不得了，以至于那些偶像像刘德华这样的都不敢说自己结婚了，十几年了还是不敢说自己结婚。
I don't know if you can picture this in today's society. Those young fans they just pursue all those movie stars, and even to the point that those movie stars wouldn't dare to say they are married already.
我想，如果耶稣要是在今天啊，如果假想着他要在让这么多人吃饱的话，经过这个电视网络，经过这个互联网一传播的话，我想那个情形绝对是不得了的。
So imagine this, should Jesus appear today and doing this miracle and being proclaimed throughout the world, through all the media, through all the cable, it's just unimaginable.
所以可以想象那上万的人哈，他们不需要证明的这件事情是真的是假的，因为他们亲身经历了，亲口吃了，对不对？
So to these tens of thousands of people, nobody need to prove to them this did happen because they themselves experienced it, they ate it.
那我想问大家一个问题。
Now that I want to ask you a question.
他们信了没有？
Did they believe in Jesus?
这些人他们亲口吃了主耶稣给他们的五饼二鱼，也吃饱了，看到了，他们信了没有？
These people, they themselves ate the five loaves and two fish that Jesus gave them. They have experienced the whole thing. Do they believe?
我们来看一下圣经哈。
So that's read some of the scripture.
我们来看另外一本书，叫《约翰福音》，也是在新约的后一点点。
Now we will read refer to the Gospel according to John, which is right after Luke.
我们来看第十四《约翰福音》第六章第十六节十五节，我看啊。十四节。
Chapter 6, Gospel according to John. We will read verses 14 and 15.
约翰福音第六章第十四、十五节。
The Gospel according to John, chapter 6, verse 14 and 15.
众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说：“这真是那要到世间来的先知。”
Then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, "This is truly the prophet who is to come into the world."
耶稣既知道众人要强逼他做王，就独自又退到山上去了。
Therefore, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he departed again to the mountain by himself alone.
我们再翻到再看二十二节到二十六节。
Now, verses 22 to 26.
第二日站在海那边的众人知道那里没有别的船，只有一只小船，又知道耶稣没有同他的门徒上船，乃是门徒自己去的。
On the following day, when the people who were standing on the other side of the sea saw that there was no other boat there except that one which his disciples had entered, and that Jesus had not entered the boat with the disciples, but his disciples had gone away alone.
然而有几只小船从提比利亚来，靠近主捉蟹分饼给人吃的地方。
However, other boats came from Tiberias, near the place where they ate bread after the Lord had given thanks.
众人见耶稣和门徒都不在那里，就上了船往加百农去找耶稣。
When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they also got into the boat and came to Capernaum, seeking Jesus.
既在海边找着了，就对他说：“拉比，是几时到这里来的？”
And when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?"
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们找我并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。
Jesus answered them and said, Most assuredly I say to you, you seek me, not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled.
当在众人吃看到这个神迹的时候，他们以上万人都看到了。
When the tens of thousands of people saw this miracle,
他们使他们一下想起来，在他们之前1400多年前的一个以色列的一个预言。
And right away they thought of the a prophecy, which was given about 1400 years ago in Israel.
所以有这么一个先知要来拯救以色列人。
The prophecy says that there will be one prophet who is going to save all Israelites.
所以他们立即起来，还等什么？赶快做王吧！
So right away they say, what are we waiting for? Make him our king.
那我问大家，他们信了没有？
Let me ask you this. Have they believed?
他们信了没有？
Have they believed?
如果他们没有信的话，为什么要强逼那个耶稣做王呢？
If they had not believed in Jesus, why did they bother to force Jesus by force to become their king?
我觉得哈，你要仔细想想，其实跟今天我们民主社会里边选总统很相似。
If you think this, think of this closely, this is very much like how we elect our president in this democratic society.
他们选耶稣做王是因为因饼吃饱，对不对？
They wanted to make Jesus their king because they were filled with bread.
特别像我们今天在选总统的时候的什么问题？经济问题，对不对？
Isn't this very much like the very issue that concerns all of us, the issue of economy.
因为我们今天民主社会，我们平时今天在说的时候，就是民主有多重要，自由有多重要，多重要。可是选总统的时候，最重要的还是肚子。
Over the time, we say how important it is, democracy, the freedom. But when we come to the point of electing a president, what's most important? That's our belly.
克林顿。你记不记得很多年前，克林顿啊，前总统，他有一句很有名的名言，在选举的时候。
Do you recall many years ago, the ex-president Clinton had a very famous saying?
他说什么？他说 stupid. It is the economy. 就是蠢货，这是经济问题，所以他选赢了，老布什被打败了。
He had this famous saying that stupid is economy. That's why he won the election and the old Bush was defeated.
所以今天中国大陆政府很聪明，不像过去老是跟我们讲精神政治教育。
So in today's communist government, China is really smart. They do not talk about that much as before about the psychological, spiritual, political education.
他如果抓住13亿人的温饱问题，他的政权。虽然是独裁，但是都可以相对稳定。
So if they could see the 1.3 billion people's stomach, and then their whole
government
could be secured, no matter how authoritarian that might be.
所以说啊，这些人的信就跟我们今天相信奥巴马相信。马英九相信共产党，其实没有太大差别，对不对
？So there is really not much difference between their faith, that in those days and our today's faith in Obama, 马英九 or communists.
但实际上，大家要仔细想，其实还是有一个不同的。
But if you really think it closely, there does.Exist a difference.
因为我们今天想选总统相信的是人，可是这个时候的人呢，那上万人吃饼的人，他们相信的对象是对的，对不对？
Today, as we are electing a president, our faith is placed upon one person. But in Jesus' days, their object of faith is correct. That's Jesus.
他们相信的是神呢？
They believe in God.
虽然他们的信不完全是为了肚子吃饱，但是应该还是不会。太错的。
Even though their faith is not complete, their faith is basically the pound being fed, but they're not that far off either.
而且哈，这些人跟随耶稣哈，非常认真的。
And these people have been following Jesus very seriously.
耶稣不管是走到哪里, 他们都会跟到哪里。
Wherever Jesus went, these people simply followed.
刚才我们念的圣经知道说, 就连耶稣和门徒分开了, 就让这些人找不到, 门徒往海上走, 耶稣往山上走, 结果他们最终还都能够找不到, 最后又划船到海那边去找到了他。
Even when Jesus and his disciples were separate, Jesus went up to that mountain and the disciples went down to the sea, but these people were still looking and they found Jesus.
我看到他们那种迫切的心, 我想, 他真是像今天的社会的那个狗仔队一样的, 走到哪儿都可以找到哪儿。
As I look at their urgent heart seeking Jesus, I feel they're very much like today's paparazzi. They could find their object wherever that person might be.
而且耶稣还亲自给他们传福音, 医治他们的病人, 让他们亲历的听到主耶稣讲话, 也看到主耶稣的神迹奇事, 再也没有比这个更容易信耶稣的条件了, 对不对? 今天没有这样的条件的。
Jesus preached the gospel, Jesus healed their sickness, they heard Jesus' words, they saw his signs. You know, their condition in those days could not be compared with any of those today.
那么主耶稣怎么样说他们的?
But how did the Lord Jesus say about them?
我们来看, 约翰福音刚才我们所读的, 约翰福音第六章36节。
Now the Gospel according to John again, 6:36.
就是我们常人来想, 这样的人不信, 谁还会信, 对不对?
According to our common sense, we say if people like this do not believe, then who else could possibly believe in Jesus?
第36节, 约翰福音第六章36节。
Gospel according to John 6:36.
只是我对你们说, 就是那些因饼吃饱的人, 所有的上万人可能都在内, 你们已经看见我, 还是不信。
But I said to you, those tens of thousands people who have been fed and been filled, that you have seen me and yet do not believe.
大家想过没有, 那些人在那样的情况下, 看见了这么多事, 听到了主耶稣亲口讲话, 因为我们今天在这儿对大家讲, 也就是让大家信耶稣嘛, 可是那些人就在耶稣的面前, 耶稣做了这么多事, 可是耶稣说你们还是不信。
Now today, we're here trying to share the gospel with you, but think of those people who have actually heard Jesus' words and who have seen Jesus heal all the people who have heard his message, but still Jesus says, you do not believe.
他们当然按照我们人说他们是信了，可是耶稣说你们还是不信，所以耶稣要的信给他们的那种信是不一样的。
According to man, we say they have believed, but Jesus says, no, you have not believed. So apparently, the faith that Jesus is seeking after is different from that thought by those people.
那么下面我们的问题就是，那耶稣究竟要的是什么信呢？
So next is my question. Exactly what kind of faith is Jesus seeking after?
我们今天要信耶稣，要怎么样信才是像耶稣所要的那个信呢？
Today we say we believe in Jesus, but what kind of faith is the one Jesus is looking for?
让我们来看这十二个门徒，就是这个故事里边跟耶稣最接近的十二个人。
Let's now consider the 12 people that they are called the 12 disciples who were most close to our Lord.
看看他们是怎么信的。
Let's consider how they believed in Jesus.
当然，他们应该是信了，按照耶稣的标准。
According to Jesus' standard, these 12 disciples did believe in him.
因为他们并不是因饼吃饱的。
Because they believe in Jesus, not because they have eaten this five loaves of bread and fish.
他们为了跟随耶稣，他们放下了自己的事业，那有时打鱼的嘛，所以他们把渔网都扔掉了，就跟随耶稣。还有放下了自己的家庭，让父母亲待在家里，自己就走，跟随耶稣走了。还有放下自己的财产。
They have forsaken their careers. They were fishermen. They let go of their fishing net and let go of their families and let go of their possessions.
那么他们的信又是怎么样的呢?
So what kind of faith do they possess?
我想我们应该可以再看几节圣经, 但是为了时间缘故呢, 我就跟大家综述一下在马可福音, 另外一本书也是记载这个故事的，马可福音第六章。
Because of the time restraint, I would just sum up some other accounts in the Bible of the same event. One is in Mark.
马可福音六章第二十九节到三十二节。
6:29-32.
我们这个故事发生有三个背景，刚才我没跟大家讲。
I forgot to mention the three important ingredients of the background behind this story.
那第一个背景呢，就是耶稣在地上传道的时候，他有一个先锋叫施洗约翰。
That one, the first is that when before Jesus came out to preach the gospel, he had a forerunner whose name is John the Baptist.
这个人是主耶稣对他的评价一句话是非常非常高的。这个地上没有一个人，没有一个妇人所生的人，神用他超过这个施洗约翰的。
And our Lord Jesus had such a high evaluation of this person. He said that none among men born of women is greater than John the Baptist.
但是在这个故事开始的时候，他却因着一个当地的土皇帝为了一个少女跳舞，就把他头给砍下来了。
So this John the Baptist was beheaded by a local emperor simply because of a dancing girl.
耶稣知道这件事以后，悄悄的一句话都没说。
And Jesus, after being informed of this, said nothing.
那第二件事情呢？第二个背景呢
？Now the second part of the background to the story is.
耶稣差派在这个发生这个我们这个故事之前，耶稣差派十二个门徒出去传神国的道。
Before this story happened, Jesus had sent out the 12 apostles to different places to preach the word.
那神耶稣给他们很大的能力。
And Jesus gave them such a great power.
所以你想哈，他们这些十二个门徒出去的时候，第一次发现自己很多病人来到面前，他手一摸马上就好了，然后呢很多鬼附的人，他一喊那鬼就出去了。
Now imagine this, these 12 disciples went out as they brought sick people before them. The minute they laid hands on them, the sickness was cured. And when they cried out something, the demons were driven out.
所以我不知道大家有，当然我们只能想象了哈。如果你要是要有这样的经历的话，肯定非常兴奋。所以这些十二个门徒很兴奋地跑到主耶稣的面，回到主耶稣面前，告诉他说：“你看，我们做了好多好多不得了的事情。”
We can only imagine this, that should you have this kind of power, and how excited would you be? So these 12 disciples, being so excited and spiritually high, came back to Jesus, and telling him how many great things they have performed.
所以第三个背景就是，当因为这些人像耶稣一样的都有了名声了嘛，大家都觉得他们都很有能力嘛。所以人很多的来，不光找耶稣，也找他们，让他们忙得连饭都顾不上吃。
So these 12 disciples became famous, just like Jesus, with all the power, and so they were so busy. Other people came to look for them for help, also to the point that didn't have time to eat food.
所以在这样的三个情况的下面呢，耶稣就要把他们带到一个旷野去，要跟他们上课。
Now, it is under this kind of circumstance that Jesus wanted to take them away to the wilderness to teach them a lesson.
首先发生的就是这个五饼二鱼的故事。
Now, the first thing that happened is today's story of the five loaves of bread and two fish.
然后呢，有件好像毫不相干的事情又发生了。
And then another thing that doesn't seem to have any bearing on this did happen.
那么这个是记载在最详细的是记载在马太福音十四章，如果有时间大家去看。
The most detailed account of this incident is recorded in Matthew 14. If you have time, I encourage you to read them.
那我想在这儿简单跟大家讲一下。
But very briefly, I just want to tell you.
因为这些人不是要强逼耶稣做王吗？吃完饼以后。
Now about this incident. Now after these people were fed with the bread and fish, they came to trying to make Jesus their king by force.
所以耶稣他就决定先让门徒离开，因为他们要分散走。
So Jesus decided that the disciples would leave first. They would go separate way.
所以十二个门徒就坐上船，耶稣让他们赶快离开到海上去。
So Jesus sent his 12 disciples into the boat immediately to depart.
然后对这些上万人说，你们已经很晚了嘛，因为他们吃了五饼二鱼是晚饭了，你们回家吧，我要上山一个人去祷告去。
And Jesus told the multitude saying that it's becoming late. You have eaten the fish and bread. Now go home. I'm going up to the mountain to pray.
那么半夜大概两三点，三点钟左右，耶稣知道因为门徒在海上，所以他就要到门徒那儿去。
Now in the 3 a.m. at the wee hour, Jesus wanted to go to his disciples who were on the sea in the boat.
因为门徒在海上现在遇到很大的麻烦。
And at that time,Jesus' disciples encountered a great trouble.
突然起了大风，所以那个时候虽然里边有两三个渔民哈，但是实际上那个又是天黑嘛，我想是半夜了，所以是很恐很可怕的。我想我们不知道，现在想象不到，我不知道大家会不会水性，在晚上如果是碰到狂风大浪，在船上是非常非常恐怖的。
All of a sudden, the boisterous wind rose and it was dark at night. I don't know any of you would know how to swim, but you can imagine how dreadful, horrible that situation would be.
所以耶稣就从海面上在狂风中，因为那风很大，浪子很高，就从那个狂风海浪里边要走上，从海上海面上走到那个门徒的船上去。
So in a gusty wind, Jesus was walking on the seacrossed over to meet his disciples.
我想门徒，我不知道为什么哈，大概有月光吧，门徒就看见，因为那个时候本身在船上划船就很辛苦，很挣扎，就看到一个人影过来，而且在狂风巨浪里边行走，非常害怕，就叫起鬼怪来，就说这个肯定是个鬼怪。
And probably there was moonlight, and then while they were strenuously rowing, they saw some figure walking on the sea coming toward them. So they were so scared, they said, this is a ghost.
所以耶稣对他们说，你们不要害怕，是我。
And Jesus said, do not be afraid, it is I.
那个十二个门徒中的一个彼得看见以后就兴奋了，就有点兴奋，就说，要是真是你的话，要不要我也在水面上走到你那儿去。
And one of the 12 disciples got all excited, saying, Lord, if it's you, let me walk on the sea.
然后呢，他一下水一走，因为那个风浪很大，又是晚上，我实在不知道，真是希望把大家带到那个场景里面去看到，实际上是很恐怖的一个环境，很害怕的一个环境的。
I wish I could bring you all into that real situation. It must be so dreadful. It's a terrible situation. At pitch dark and with all this boisterous wind storming around you.
应该不是 pitch dark, 因为他能看得到耶稣在水上走啊。
Maybe it's not pitch dark because they could see Jesus walking on the sea.
所以呢，彼得在水上走一走，他就有点害怕了，所以他就往下沉，他就耶稣就赶快抓住他，然后就说：“你这人真小心。”
As Peter walked on the sea, he became afraid. Then the minute he became afraid that he simply sunk, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him, saying, "You man of little faith."
这个时候门徒很惊讶，耶稣马上就上船了。以后他们看到耶稣一下那个风就风平浪静了，一下就风平浪静了。这门徒看到非常吃惊的。
Now after Jesus got into the boat, right away the wind, the storm ceased, and all the disciples were so amazed.
那这件事情跟那个五饼二鱼啊，刚才说那个上完吃饱五饼二鱼是什么关系呢
？Then what is the relationship between this incident and the one we just talked about, all the people being fed by the 5 loaves and 2 fish?
我们来看圣经怎么说的。
Let's consider what the scripture says here.
啊，也在马可福音，就是我们刚才翻到的马可福音也是第六章，这是同一个故事哈。
Gospel according to Mark, which we just read, about the same story in chapter 6.
第五十一节、五十二节。
Verses 51 and 52.
啊，这个时候就讲到说，于是耶稣就到他们那里上了船，风就住了，他们心里十分的惊奇。
Then they went up into the boat to them, and the wind ceased.And they were greatly amazed in themselves beyond measure and marveled.
第五十二节，这是因为他们不明白那分饼的事，心里还是愚顽。
Verse 52, for they had not understood about the loaves because their heart was hardened.
圣经很奇怪，这两件事情如果我们读完以后觉得毫不相连的，但圣经竟然用一句话说，他们根本就是因为他们心里边很愚顽，不明白分饼的事。
Now, isn't the Bible amazing? To us, these two incidents are not related, but according to the scripture, it tells us the very reason. It's because their heart was hardened. They did not understand.
那么究竟啊，我们真是要问一个问题，究竟这个分饼的事情要告诉我们什么事？
Then now we want to ask one question. Exactly what the miracle of five loaves and two fish trying to tell us?
我现在请大家哈，不要再睡觉了，我们一起来想一想。
Now let's all think about this. I hope you won't be dozing again.
假想你是那十二个门徒中的一个。
Think of this. Picture yourself as one of the 12 disciples.
我们回到这个故事的背景。
And let's come back to the very background of the story.
有一天你发现主耶稣赐给你能力了，你现在可以随便医治别人的病痛，也跟别人传福音，也很有能力，谁来到你面前你都可以把他们治好。
Now you realize you have become so powerful preaching the gospel, healing whoever comes to you with sickness.
然后呢找你的人多得不得了，以致你人忙得来饭都不顾不上吃了。
And you're so busy, since so many people are pressing against you and looking for you, so you don't have time to eat bread.
那么现在耶稣啊，你这种感觉我不知道，可能大家比较谦卑的啊。如果你要真是第一次有这样的感觉的话，你会觉得你还是不错的，还是有两下子的。
Maybe you're very humble, but I suppose that. If you do possess this kind of power, you would think, oh, I am somebody. I'm pretty good.
主耶稣就把他们带到这样一个环境里面去。
Therefore, Jesus has brought them into this kind of circumstance.
现在有上万人在你的面前。
Now, tens of thousands of people are before you.
我真是希望大家想一想，上万人有多少人呢？五十个人一排左右，你知道有多少排吗？
Now, picture this. If there are tens of thousands of people here and with 50 people in one group, how many rows would that come up to?
我希望为了让大家不睡觉，问一下大家个问题，有多少排？
So let me ask you.
五十一排有多少排？
50 people in one group, how many rows would that come to?
有五百排呢，对不对？
500.
现在你手里200排啊。
200 groups.
所以没睡觉。
He's wide awake.
有两百排啊，我想象了五百排更多了。
Oh, I thought
不过两百排已经很多了，这才几排，这里就在十几排嘛。
How many rows do we have here? 10 plus, right?
然后你手里边拿着五个饼，两条鱼，意思说把他们喂饱。
And now in your hand is this five loaves of bread and two fish, and Jesus said, feed them.
我告诉大家，我这个人哈，我常常在下面做大锅饭的。
Let me tell you this, I'm involved in the food ministry.
而且我觉得我做大锅饭不亚于在座很多人，大部分人。
And think I'm no worse than a lot of you here.
但有一次我坐到中间的时候，因为就现在很多人在下面，就有人在下面做大锅饭。坐到中间的时候，我忘了那个电饭锅，那个做饭的锅啊，忘了开了。
And right now there are people downstairs preparing lunch for us. And at that time, while I was cooking, in the midst of my cooking, I realized I did not turn on the cooker.
知道吗？那个时候因为马上就要吃饭了，所以我冷汗都吓出来了。
And you know, it was soon the lunch hour would come. So at that time, I just felt with all the cold sweat.
所以我当时想，要是别人负责就好了。所以我就这个时候，因为我可以冷静下来想办法呀。可是你知道吗？你在负责的时候，你知道你要承担这么多人吃饭的问题。所以真是我太太很安静，我很安静，好像其实不是属灵，因为她知道可以靠我嘛。
My wife seemed to be very calm because she knew she could depend on me. But I would think if only somebody else was in charge of this, because I had to be held liable for feeding all these people.
后来是一个姊妹叫王博，她想到的办法。
And then a sister Wang Bo came up with this idea.
所以如果我要是在那样的情形下，我肯定会主说，主啊，逗我玩是不是？ 要是我要是想想，我又回到那个五上万人拿着五个饼二个鱼的情况下，我肯定会跟主说：“主啊 ，Are you kidding？” 对不对
？So I was thinking, should I go back to that very circumstance with thousands of people being fed by two fish and five loaves of bread? I would say, Lord, are you kidding？
所以这个时候门徒才看见，是主耶稣拿着这五个饼二个鱼向天祝福，拨开了递给他们的。
And then the disciples saw Jesus holding this five loaves of bread and two fish, looking up to heaven and bless them and broke them.
而且大家要注意一件事情，当如果你是那十二个门徒之一哈，你会发觉到说这个时候人不会再注意到你了，因为那个人只是强逼耶稣做王，根本就不注意这十二个门徒了。
And if you were one of the 12 disciples, you would know the focus attention was no longer on you because they were so eager to force Jesus by force to become their king.
门徒还很辛苦的，因为他们要把主耶稣拿的饼，每一个人我算了一下，要负责分一千个人左右的饼，差不多八百吧，对不对？因为十二个门徒嘛，一万人嘛，假如是一万哈，每一个人要分。差不多上千人的饼啊，但是这些人根本就没注意到这些门徒在做事情，而是注意到这个五饼二鱼这个主一个人坐在中间把这饼散开。
And according to my calculation, the disciples still had a lot of work to do. That they had each person probably will be in charge of distributing about 800 to 1,000 people, and they were doing all the hard work, but all the focus was on Jesus.Who was giving all this bread and fish to disciples to be given out?
所以你会，如果你是那十二个门徒，前面还觉得自己蛮有能力的，这个时候你会怎么想
？If you were one of the disciples before you thought you were somebody with power, but at this moment, what would you think?
还有一件事情。
Now another thing is，
在这个故事之前啊，大家都知道，这个施洗约翰就是耶稣这个先锋。
Before this story happened, the John the Baptist, that's Jesus' forerunner,
他这么有能力，这么对主耶稣忠心耿耿的
was so powerful, was so faithful to our Lord Jesus.
主都说了，他是这个世界上妇人所生的孩子中，没有一个被神用大过他的。
Even our Lord Jesus said himself that none among people born of women in this world is greater than he.
既然被一件很无聊的一个少女跳舞就给砍了头，主耶稣难道他能够通天，能够让这么多人吃不了，难道不会出手相救吗？简直不可思议，对不对
？And it's simply inconceivable that Jesus, being so powerful, should let John the Baptist to be beheaded at the whim of a dancing girl. Couldn't Jesus do something?
而且我可以告诉大家，到后来的时候，连主耶稣自己也被别人杀了。
And I want to tell you this: even Jesus later on himself was martyred.
最后呢，十二个门徒中绝大部分也是被杀的，还有人被砍头，有的人也是被吊那个钉在十字架倒钉死的。
And most of the 12 disciples were martyrs. Some of them were beheaded. Others were hand on the cross upside down.
你是不是觉得这事情很新奇？怎么会这样矛盾呢？明明耶稣可以通天，怎么在这个时候又变得这样软弱？
Is there any contradiction here? Since our Jesus was so powerful, the power could reach up to heaven. But why is it at this time that it seems that Jesus is so weak?
难怪当主耶稣把他们带到海上去，他们看耶稣的时候，他们根本不认识他，把他当成鬼怪。
No wonder when the disciples were on the sea when they saw Jesus Christ, they could not recognize Jesus and thinking this is a ghost.
当然你说哦，那个时候可能月光很暗，眼睛看不见。但是其实圣经告诉我们不是这样的。
But maybe you could say, oh, you know, in that circumstance, the moonlight is dim, they couldn't see well. But according to the Bible, it is not so.
因为就算这十二个门徒他们相信了，可是他们的信，圣经在这个时候让我们看见。是何等的少，对耶稣的认识何等何等的少。
So these 12 disciples, even at this time, they did believe in Jesus, but according to the Bible, it shows us how little their faith was at that time.
那么分饼的事究竟要告诉我们什么
？So this distributing of bread and fish exactly what it wants to teach us.
我们都已经看到了，众人那些吃饼的人，他们的信不是耶稣要的信。
Now we see that the crowd who ate the fish and the bread did not have the faith Jesus was seeking.
而门徒呢，他们的信又是这样的小。
And the disciples, although had faith, but so little.
我不知道大家心里面有没有答案，究竟这个分饼的事要告诉我们什么？
So I don't know you have the answer to my question already. Exactly what it is the kind of faith Jesus is seeking after.
上个月十一月就是感恩节聚会的时候，我们有一位弟兄啊，朱弟兄到我们中间来跟我们分享福音。
Now in last month, at the Thanksgiving meeting, brother Chu came to us and shared the gospel with us.
也跟我们分享到别的信息啊。
He also considered other messages with us.
他告诉我们今天的教会，今天基督，今天我们的信仰啊，教会里边很多很多的缺乏，尤其缺乏彼此的相爱。
He told us,
缺乏爱。
Among today's churches, there are things.So much lacking, especially with this brethren love.
所以我们想，如果是我们能够真的彼此相爱
，So if we could really love one another.
啊，再加上如果我们对神的话更熟悉，我们也学习背起十字架来跟随耶稣。
And also, if we are vested in the word of God and we take up our cross and follow our Lord Jesus.
我们今天就有很多人啊，听我们传福音就会信主。
Then so many people, when they hear us preach the gospel, would believe in the Lord.
教会也会复兴。
And the church will thrive, be restored.
啊，再过几天新年就到了。
And the New Year is coming in a few days.
在美国啊，大家都有一个习惯。
In the U.S., we all have this tradition.
就是新年总是要定一个新的计划，对不对
？That we would come up with a new plan.
就是
New Year
resolution. 对。大家知不知道，在美国最啊被人写的最多的第一条，而且是的那个新年计划是什么
？Do you know what's the first cited New Year resolution?
被最多的美国人写下来，而且是第一条。
And the most It's been written by most of Americans, and this is the first and foremost.
啊，这统计数据告诉我们是减肥。
According to the statistic, it is to lose weight.
而且每年都是如此。
And year after year, it's the same New Year resolution.
这告诉我们什么问题
？And what problem does this tell us?
因为做不到嘛，所以今年做不到，我们明年又再来一次，后年又再来一次，就是这样的嘛，对不对
？It simply tells us that people cannot make it. They cannot make it this year, so they try the next year. They try the year after next year again.
我刚到美国的时候
，When I first came to this country，
我那个时候感冒发烧，就去在药店买药吃。
I had a cold with a fever, so I went to the pharmacy to get some medication.
因为从大陆来哈，买了美国药，发觉到，比如说头疼吧，或者发烧，一吃马上就好。
I came from China, and I realized that if I had a cold with headache, and as soon as I took in the medication, and I was fine.
然后呢，就是美国药很灵，对不对
？So American medication seems to be working very well.
可是你要仔细看那个药的那个商标，看了就不舒服了。
But if you read the label, that would make you uneasy.
上面写的说。只治症状，不管你的病根，对不对
？It tells you that only
for your symptom.
It's only for your symptoms, not for the real cause.
所以说你头疼呢，就医疼；医头脚痛就医脚，不管你的自己是什么症状，根本不管的，也治不好。
So if you have a headache, the medication is catered for that. Or if you have problem with your feet, that medication is catered to that. But it has nothing to do with your real physical condition.
所以我当时的结论就是，这个美国药。没有中国药好，中国药你看那个什么板蓝根啊，那个清热碱那个什么冲剂啊，那上面写的是专治这个，专治那个，很清楚的，对不对
？So my conclusion is American medicine is not as good as Chinese one. Think of all the Chinese herbal medicine. It would tell you clearly, especially it's for this and that.
好像是可以治你病根的。
As it seems that it's Right goes to the root of your sickness.
那我就问我在国内的一个妹夫啊，他是学中医也是学西医的，他中西结合的。我就问他中国药为什么会这样写
？So I asked my brother-in-law in China who is an expertise in both Chinese and Western medicine. So I asked him why is it labeled in such a way?
他说中国的药主要是靠心理治疗。
So he says that the Chinese medicine is basically based upon your faith.
所以只要你觉得它是可以治你的病根，它就可以治你病根。
So if you feel the medicine is going to cure, reach the very root of your sickness.
我不知道现在中国现在中国大陆，我知道如果大家认认真真去回忆，都是这样的。那个青那个板蓝根包治百病，什么病都可以治。其实他说这是心理上的作用。
I don't know if it is still so, with the Chinese herbal medication, but it's before at least when I came.It's purely for your psychological effect. It cures everything you need.
所以今天我们对教会也可以同样，我们可以立出确实很多，比如说我们需要彼此相爱，我们需要读圣经的话，我们需要背十字架，我们需要去做这样做那样，对不对？我们都可以立出很多，我们自己也有教会。
Likewise, today we could list all the things that are indispensable, like brotherly love, take up the cross.Studying God's word, you know, personally or corporately.
这每一条都是非常非常重要的。
Every single item is extremely important.
也是非常必须的。
And it simply is indispensable.
但是呢
，But
就像我们每个人得病，总是有很多症状，对不对
？Like each one, with each one of us, when we are sick, we would exhibit so many symptoms.
那么，这症状本来是要把我们医生可以根据这个症状是要找出我们的病根来。
And doctors are supposed to find out the root to your sickness according to these symptoms.
但是有的时候，常常这些症状掩盖了那个病根。
But many times these symptoms covered up the very root.
这是为什么很多癌症病人的话，当发现的时候，因为他是有很多症状出来了，可当发现的时候已经是晚期了。
And this is why a lot of time cancer patients, once they find that they are sick, they are at the terminal stage already.
五饼二鱼要告诉我们的。
Five loaves of bread and two fish.
就是耶稣是源头，是根。
It's trying to teach us that Jesus is the root. Jesus is the source.
无论你今天信了没有。
Whether today you believe in him or not.
当我们感觉到我们生活中有这么多需要，有这么多难处的时候
，When we feel that there are so many issues, so many difficulties in our life,
其实都是要让我们看见一件很重要、很重要的事。
God is simply trying to show us this first and foremost thing.
我们不认识，或者说我们还不是更深、还很深的来认识这个源头。
That is, we either do not know the very origin or do not know it very deeply. That is our Lord Jesus.
他是我们生命的源头，我们爱的源头，我们能力的源头。
He is the very origin of our life, of our love, and of our strength.
如果我们不与这个源头相连接的话，我们不信，我们会死在自己的罪里面的。
If we're not linked to this very origin of life, then we die in sins.
如果我们不与这个源头相连接的话，我们想要爱，爱不了几天就爱不下去的。
If we're not united with this very origin of love, even though we want to try to love in a few days, we just fail.
如果我们不与这个源头相连接的话，我们想要背十字架，你会发觉到十字架的痛苦根本没有意义。
If we are not connected to this origin, and even though you want to take up your cross, and then you feel the pain of bearing this cross is meaningless.
如果我们不与这个源头相连接的话，我们会觉得神的话很枯燥。甚至我还可以告诉大家，你读圣经会导致于你死的。读神的话可以导致你死的。
If you're not linked to this very origin, even though you study the Bible, no matter how hard you study, you feel it's so boring, and to the point it might cause death.
如果不与这个源头相连接，今天谁在这儿敢有信心站在这面前说，我现在有五个饼两条鱼，就是在座的不要说上万人了，你们都可以吃，都可以吃饱，谁敢这样做？
If you're not linked to the very orange, who would dare to stand here? Even though with faith, simply saying just few of us, that you would be able to be fed by five loaves and two fish.
那么问题就是，怎么样与这个源头相连接呢？
And how can we be connected with this origin?
这个故事的最后，主耶稣自己亲自做了一个总结。
At the very end of the story, our Lord Jesus himself summed it all up.
我们来看看约翰福音啊，约翰福音是记载这个故事，约翰福音是最后写的， 所以他是最后记载的。
John, the Gospel according to John was written the very late of the whole Bible, the very last one. So let's see how it records here.
这是主耶稣关于五饼二鱼这件事情，他自己是怎么来看的？
How does our Lord Jesus Christ view this incident of five loaves and two fish?
我们来看约翰福音第六章三十四节、三十五节。
John 6:34 and 35, please.
他们说，他们就是那吃因饼吃饱那上万人哈，就是那些吃饼的人。他们说，主啊，常将这粮赐给我们。
Verse 34, then they, these are those who have been fed by the fish, the loaves and fish. Then they said to him, Lord, give us this bread always.
耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
你们渴吗？你们饿吗？
Are you hungry? Are you thirsty?
仔细想想你们心里面，在座的，我们知道那种渴的感觉不？
Think of that carefully. Have you ever experienced this hunger, thirsty feeling?
我有一次啊，我不喜欢吃稀饭，也不喜欢吃那个台湾的那个叫味全花瓜。
I personally don't like congee, and I don't like this Taiwan's canned food pickled, 味全 pickle.
有一次我为了检查身体的原因，我饿了两天还是三天，我记不起来，没有吃饭。结果我太太第一顿饭给我做的就是稀饭和味全花瓜，从那个时候起我非常喜欢。
And at this time, abstain from all the food because I had to go through some checkup. So I didn't eat anything for two or three days. And the moment my wife brought up this congee and this pickles, oh, I just love them.
其实只要大家仔细在这儿在座的每一个人，你仔细想想，我们谁刚才所列的各种软弱，我们每个人都有，那些就是我们的渴，我们的饿，是不是？
Think of this. All the weaknesses we just read off.Isn't that the condition of each one of us? Isn't that our thirst? Isn't that our hunger?
有一个十七世纪的圣徒，他叫劳伦斯。
A saint in 17th century, his name is Lawrence.
他跟神跟主耶稣之间那个关系非常非常密切。
He had such a close, intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus.
他时刻都有主耶稣基督与他的同在，他也大有能力的一个人。
He was powerful, and moment by moment, he enjoyed the presence of God.
他是一个其实他本人是个没什么受过什么教育的。
But he himself had not much education.
但是他对我们说过这样一句话。
But he said this to us.
他说最关键的是我们每一个人，我们的人的心。
The most critical point is each of us, our heart.
如果我们有一个迫不及待的心，
If we have
饥渴的心，
the thirsty heart, longing heart that we could not wait,
神一定能够满足我们的。
Then God will definitely satisfy us.
大家知不知道在人类的历史上，我们的神一直就在寻找这样的人。
Do you know that in our human history, our God has been looking for people like this?
我们的神也干渴的，也干渴的。
Even our God is thirsty.
他要寻找这些想要跟他连接的人。
And he is looking for all these people who want to be united with him.
这些心要寻找他的人。
His hearts are seeking after him.
而这些人才是神眼中的同人。
And these are the pupils of God's eye.
我们再来看主耶稣下面所说的。
Now let's consider what Jesus says next.
五十三节就是刚才我们所读的约翰福音第六章。
Gospel according to John chapter 6 verse 53.
我们来看看究竟这种连结是种什么样的连结。
So let's consider now exactly what kind of union this is.
五十三节，耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的血， 不喝人子的不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。
Then Jesus said to them, Most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you.
吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。
For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed.
吃我肉喝我血的人藏在我的里面，我也藏在他里面。
He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him.
这种什么样的连结知道吗？
What kind of union is this, do you know?
是这种血和肉的连接，对。
This is the union of flesh and blood.
我可以告诉大家，在人间有一种关系，人与人之间关系，可以比较准确的来描述这样的连接。
And I can tell you, using a human relationship among men in this world, that could more accurately describe this kind of relationship.
大家能想象得到这是一种什么关系吗？是在我们人间，每个人至少是年纪大的人都经历过的。
This kind of relationship, can come up with that? At least among us who are elderly, they know this kind of a relationship.
这种连接是主耶稣要给我们的连接。
And this is the kind of union that the Lord wants to give to us.
这是什么样的关系？
What kind of relationship is this?
父母亲与儿女吗？不是，我可以告诉大家。
Is that a relationship between parents and children? No.
是夫妻的吗？
Is it between couples?
也不是。
No.
那是什么关系呢？
Then what kind of relationship are we talking about?
是情人的关系。
It's the relationship between lovers.
你们知道情人关系是什么样的关系？
Do you know what kind of relationship between lovers is?
你整天到晚都要想着他。
Day and night, you're just thinking about that person.
如果在一大群人中的话，你一眼就能看到他是你的那位。
And even among a bunch of people, and you right away catch that person.
情人眼里出西施，你怎么会把你的情人当成个鬼怪呢？
We say that beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. How could you possibly view your lover as a ghost?
这不是我自己编造出来的。如果你对圣经很熟悉，你就知道主耶稣渴慕着与我们有这样像最初的爱。我们说最初的爱是什么？就是这个意思。
I did not make up this kind of relationship. If you read the Bible, and the Lord is so longing for this kind of union, this kind of relationship. This is the relationship among lovers.
我不否认，在我们和神之间关系有父母亲儿女的关系，有夫妻的关系，但是这个关系绝对不足够描述我们跟我们的主耶稣基督神所渴慕要跟我们连接的那个关系。
Now, I don't deny the fact that between us and God there is this parental, marital relationship, but the kind of union, kind of relationship God is looking for Jesus is a relationship between lovers.
在十七世纪有一个圣徒叫 Samuel Rutherford.
Samuel Rutherford?
Yeah,
Rutherford.
In
17th century.
他是个苏格兰人。
He's a Scottish.
他是个男的哈、
a brother.
他就是我们那个诗歌本上第532首《玉露沙蚕》的那个原来的作者，后来被考信夫人改编的。
Okay, he was the original author of the song five thirty-two.
The Sand of the Time.
The Sand of the Time Sinking, and later Simpson.
不是考信夫人 ，Cousin Anna Cousin.
Anna Cousin.
就是再编重新编了一下。
Compiled it again.
因为安娜考信这个夫人呢是这个是他写了这个 Samuel Rutherford 写完以后200年以后被一个非常爱主的姊妹发现了，一念起来的时候，他们一下心里边有很强烈的感应。
This hymn was first written by Samuel Rutherford, but 200 years later, and a sister who loved the Lord dearly, when she read it, all of a sudden she was stirred up within her spirit, and she just rearrange it.
Samuel Rutherford 这个人哈，他很非常聪明的，他22岁就做了大学教授。
Samuel Rutherford was extremely smart. He became a college professor at the age of 22.
后来大概是在爱丁堡做了大学的校长。
And then he became the president of the whole university at Edinburgh.
但是他一直有个非常单纯爱主的心。
But all this time he had this very simple, longing heart for our Lord.
神为了试验他有多爱神。
And God was about to test him to see how much he loved God.
他有两个孩子。
He had two children,
两个儿子，一个接着一个的都死了。
One by one, each died.
最后，他的夫人也死了。
Even his wife died.
最后，他被英国的国王，那个威廉二世，被逼迫把他流放在一个苏格兰最北面那个 Edinburgh 那个一个城市里边去，就他一个人在那里。
And then he was put into exile by William.The second, and to a very remote area in the city of Edinburgh.
他在那个地方待了大概有一年左右的时间。
He stayed there about 1 year.
他天就在那个时候，他原来一直很爱主，可是就在最后在流放的那个地方，他几乎每天都有主耶稣基督给他的同在。
He loved the Lord already, but during the time of exile, he just sensed the presence of our Lord Jesus daily.
他自己这样写到，但他写了400封信，关于他的这段时间的经历，写给那些在苏格兰他所服侍的地方。
And he wrote about 400 letters during that period of time, to the parish where he served in the Scottish place.
他说：“你们知道吗？我被主耶稣基督的爱所围绕，这个爱简直把我压得，简直是。”简直长成一团火热的心，根本没法压制在自己的心里面。
And he said, "Do you know that I was so surrounded by the love of Jesus Christ, like a flame of fire, that I could not put out?"
我天天一早起来就知情与我的主相见。
Daily, every morning, I longing, I'm thrilled to see my Lord.
他说，如果是你们。能够真的像我一样看见主耶稣基督的荣美。
He said, if you could be just like me, really see the beauty and glory of our Lord.
能够闻到像我一样闻到他的香气的话。
To smell his fragrance as I do.
你们一定会像我一样赴汤蹈火要与他亲近。
Then you will be just like me that...I just want to be drawn near to him without any reservation, whatever cost I have to pay.
他常常嘴里所说的一句话，就是《玉露沙禅》这532首诗里最后的一句话，在以马内利之境，主的荣耀，荣耀。
Often in his mouth, he would say this statement, which is in the very last verse in the hymn 532, that.In Emmanuel,
以马内利的景，以马内利就是与主同在的地方。
Emmanuel, it means to God be with us.
最后，英王要把他烧死。
And the Englishman wanted to burn him to death.
他跟英格那个议会和那些王写了封信。
Therefore, he wrote this letter to the king, to the parliament.
他说，在你们审判我之前，我的主已经召我了。
Before you judge me, my Lord has called me.
我要去见我的君，我的王。
To see my Lord, my King.
结果就在他们要审判他之前，他就过去世了。
And right before they were about to judge him, and the brother simply passed away.
我们好不好？我们来再唱这首歌《玉露沙禅》，是532首。
So could we sing this hymn, 532? The sands of time, 532, the sands of time.
This is 一个他原作者是男的，就是这个 Samuel Rutherford.
The hymn was originally written by Brother Samuel Rutherford.
但是你看第四节第五节，你发现了他能够看到他跟主之间那个情人的关系。
But if you read verse 4 and 5, you could just sense the relationship between lovers.
几个音，我们就一起来唱第一节到第五节，好吧？
Let's hear the intro, and we'll sing from stanza 1 to 5, please. Your head bowed, please. Let's pray.
主啊，巴不得你能够赐给我们一颗渴慕你的心。
Lord, only that you would grant us this desiring heart for you.
让我们能够像你爱我们那样去爱你。
So that we could love you as much as you have loved us.
哦，主啊，我们多么需要与你能够更深的连接。
Oh Lord, how much we need to be more deeply united with you.
因为你来的日子非常非常近了。
Because the day of your appearing is very close.
求你保守我们，当遇见你的时候，不至于赤身露体。
Keep us that when we see you, we will not be naked.
而是被装扮整齐。
But well prepared.
就像新妇迎接新郎的再来。
As the bride adorned for the coming of her bridegroom.
所以无论我们中间已经信你的还是现在还在寻求你的。
O Lord, amid us, whether he who has believed in you or is still seeking after you.
主啊，愿意你的面光能够照在我们的心里面。
May the countenance of your face shine into our hearts.
我们能够见到你的荣耀。
So that we could see your glory.
被你的爱来充满。
So that we could be filled by your love.
使我们真是迫切的想要见到你。
So that so urgently we want to see you.
与你有更深的连结。
To have this deeper union with you.
谢谢你。
Lord, thank you.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
We're truly thankful for